Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Government rolls out foreign asset disclosure scheme for small taxpayers. Suryapath Tiranga, a first-of-its-kind campaign involving Indian missions in over 50 countries, concludes in San Francisco. Situation in POJK remains tense, with protesters raising concerns about recent controversial elections conducted under influence of Pakistani force. In United States, 6 people killed in a series of shootings in Michigan. And in chess, world number one Magnus Carlsen retains eSports World Cup title. And now the news in detail. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has notified the Foreign Assets of Small Taxpayers Disclosure Scheme Rules 2026. The scheme will come into force today. The last date for filing a declaration under this scheme is 31st of December this year. No declaration can be filed after this date, a report.
The Foreign Assets of Small Taxpayers Disclosure Scheme 2026 is a one-time voluntary disclosure scheme contained in Chapter 4 of the Finance Act 2026. It enables eligible taxpayers to declare certain undisclosed foreign assets, undisclosed foreign income, or undeclared foreign assets on payment of a specified tax or fee. The Income Tax Department has issued a comprehensive FAQ document on the scheme and rules as part of its continued effort to enhance taxpayer awareness and facilitate a better understanding of the scheme. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A first-of-its-kind Suryapath Tiranga Global Relay concluded yesterday, completing its journey from Fiji in the east to the United States in the west across 54 countries and multiple time zones. More from our correspondent.
External Affairs Ministry said that the Suryapath Tiranga initiative was celebrated as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign launched from the High Commission of India in Fiji. The relay carried the spirit of the Tiranga from one sunrise to the next, bringing together the Indian community and friends of India across the world. The relay ended with the flag hoisting by the Consulate General of India in San Francisco. The relay also marked 150 years of Vande Mataram, celebrating its enduring legacy as a symbol of India's national spirit and pride. The relay witnessed overwhelming participation and response from the members of the diaspora, underscoring the deep emotional connect with the Tiranga. With Suparna's report, Payal Sharma for World News.
The situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, remains tense, with protesters raising concerns about recent controversial elections conducted under the influence of Pakistani force, targeted killings and forced disappearances of innocent people and essential supply disruptions. Jammu and Kashmir Joint Action Committee senior leader Sardar Shabir has claimed that around 100 people have been killed by Pakistani forces during the unrest in the occupied territory. Meanwhile, Baloch leader Mir Yar Baloch has accused the Pakistani military of committing war crimes and targeting civilians, claiming that video footage from the recent airstrikes in Surat provides evidence of military aggression against the local population in Balochistan. In a social media post, Mr. Yar Baloch said he plans to approach the International Criminal Court over the Pakistani military operation in the Gidar Gwandhan area of Surab on Tuesday, which resulted in the deaths of 30 civilians, including women, children and infants. In Belgium, largest wildfire on record had scorched about 2,000 hectares of vegetation in the high fens area of eastern Belgium by last evening, a report.
The Walloon Public Service confirmed that the blaze had set a national record for the largest area burnt by a wildfire. Firefighting operations continued nearly 30 hours after the blaze broke out at around 2 p.m. Friday. Around 600 people have been evacuated from nearby communities, according to local media. About 500 residents of Sobroche in the municipality of Weems were evacuated as a precaution, along with around 100 people in Bujinbash. International assistance was being mobilized under the EU Civil Protection Mechanism, with 2 Dutch military helicopters, a Czech firefighting helicopter and 2 Swedish firefighting aircraft being deployed to support efforts to contain the blaze. With Vishal Kumar, this is Saira Mujtaba for World News.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In the U.S., a shooting today at Virginia State University left at least five people injured, one critically. In a social media post, the university stated the shooting occurred in the area of the quad annexes. All five injured people were transported to nearby hospitals. One remains in critical condition, while the other four sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is underway with assistance from multiple law enforcement agencies. India-Israel friendship has taken a center stage in Jerusalem as the city's iconic Friendship Bridge, also known as the Quds Bridge, was illuminated in the colors of the Indian tricolor to mark India's 80th Independence Day. The striking display of saffron, white and green served as a powerful symbol of the close and growing friendship between India and Israel, highlighting shared values, strong people-to-people ties and hopes for a brighter future together. The Embassy of India in Israel shared the visuals on X, describing the illumination as a reflection of the enduring bond between the two countries. In Zimbabwe, the death toll has risen to 72 people, including 18 children, after an overloaded ferry capsized on Lake Kariba. The police today said rescuers have recovered 26 more bodies, bringing the death toll to 72. The ferry overturned in strong waves on Tuesday while traveling from the town of Kariba to remote rural and fishing communities in northwestern Zimbabwe. Authorities have not yet confirmed how many people were on board or how many remain missing. Estimates suggest as many as 153 passengers may have been traveling on the aging ferry despite its stated capacity of 90. In the United States, at least five people have died in severe storms and flooding across Indiana this week, authorities reported. Heavy rains have caused rivers to reach record levels, forcing residents to evacuate in over a dozen counties. For example, the White River rose to more than 7.3 meters in parts of the state, breaking records set in 1913. In Indianapolis, rescue teams used boats to evacuate residents from flooded neighborhoods. By Saturday, officials reported that 91 people and 45 pets have been rescued. More than 28 centimeters of rain fell in some areas over 2 days, leaving roads and neighborhoods inundated. Over a dozen countries have declared local disasters, with the latest damage largely concentrated along the river corridors from Hamilton County, extending into the northern Indianapolis suburbs. Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett, joined by emergency managers, during a Saturday briefing, urged residents along the White River to evacuate. He stated the city was experiencing its most severe flooding in over 30 years, noting that conditions were shifting rapidly. In chess, world number one Magnus Carlsen has won Esports World Cup title for the second year in a row by defeating Belarusian Grandmaster Denis Lazarevic 2-0 in Paris, France. Representing Team Liquid, the 35-year-old Norwegian remained completely undefeated throughout the entire tournament. Meanwhile, American Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura secured the third place after defeating Alireza Firuza 4-1 in a chaotic bronze medal match that was repeatedly disrupted by technical problems and internet disconnections. The championship layout followed a best-of-three-sets format, where the first two sets featured four games each, and a final two-game set was reserved as a tiebreaker if needed. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Government rolls out foreign asset disclosure scheme for small taxpayers. Suryapath Tiranga, a first-of-its-kind campaign involving Indian missions in over 50 countries, concludes in San Francisco. Situation in POJK remains tense, with protesters raising concerns about recent controversial elections conducted under influence of Pakistani force. In United States, six people killed in a series of shootings in Michigan. And in chess, world number one Magnus Carlsen retains Esports World Cup title. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.